What happened?
Well, I mean, Detroit's been on a downslide probably since the 1950s. The population at the time was close to 2 million, and over the last 10 years, it's declined by over 250,000. So Detroit's now hovering at about 700,000 in population. It's been struggling to keep that population. And as a result, they, of course, had a significant decline in tax revenue and tax base over the years. So that's one thing. And then on top of that, they also have something along the lines of 78,000 or 80,000 vacant and unused buildings in and around the area, which are creating hazards. And so there's just been a financial decline in the city over a number of years, and there's been a lot of debt that the city has taken on, both unsecured bond debt, secured bond debt, tons of pension and benefit, retiree benefits that are out there, and there's just more debt than there is money to pay it.
Can they learn anything from what the automakers went through? I mean, I know they got some government help in many cases, but what can be learned from that to get Detroit out of this?
Well, municipal bankruptcies are inherently a different animal than corporate reorganizations. I'm not sure there's really much that can be learned from a corporate bankruptcy. Municipal obligations are typically, they're different types of obligations than just corporate obligations.
Mm-hmm.
And, as a municipality, that has to continue to exist. I mean, municipalities don't liquidate. They don't just go out of business. And they can't, they can't really pare back as such what they do the way an automaker might be able to retool itself. So what a municipality has to do is just find a way to restructure its obligations. It's very difficult to try to rein in the business, have a different product line the way you might see, modernize yourself the way you might see a true corporate concern.
Well, let me ask you the same basic question I started with, but in a different way. Is it simple, is it easy enough to say that the unions and the pension plans killed Detroit, or is it deeper than that?
I think it's deeper than that. I mean, Detroit, it's a city, right? I mean, there are unions, there are retirees, the city is a living entity, and I'm not sure that it's fair to place the blame for Detroit's financial woes on any particular constituency. I mean, perhaps you could blame the people in charge if you wanted to,
mm-hmm.
for not operating things the way that perhaps things should have been operated, but it's a very complex organism, and so to try to place the blame on a union or a pension, I think it's probably a little unfair.
Well, I was wondering about that because, Fort Worth is going through its budget process right now, as are other cities, and Mayor Price was talking about the fact that they just have to be smart about it, and they have pensions, they have retirees, they have things, obligations that they have to pay. So what were the choices, in your opinion, that Detroit didn't make, or the bad choices they did make that led them to having to make this decision that they may not get out of until the fall of next year?
Yeah, and it could be the fall of next year, or it could even be longer. It's really hard to say at this point how long the case is going to last, and if the case is even going to last that long, because creditors have an opportunity to try to have the case dismissed, and that's going to play itself out in the next 30, 60, 90 days. So there is some possibility that the judge at the end of the day actually dismisses the case.
Oh my, okay.
Yeah. So the bankruptcy code provides an opportunity for creditors to contest the filing for a variety of technical reasons that we can get into if you want, but
we wouldn't want to get too deep in the woods. As cities and towns, I mean, Desert Hills Springs, I think it was out in California, with a nonpartisan city council went into bankruptcy. So it's not just a matter of the big city; it's just the fact that Detroit makes the news. It's the biggest city to do it. But is that they were paying the police too much, or they weren't taking care of the debt obligations, or they weren't selling the bonds correctly? What was going on?
Yeah, I think over time, I think certainly when you look at the decline in tax revenues, right, from 1.7 million people to just over 700,000, and at the same time you're continuing to incur obligations because you have people working in the city who are retiring. You have to try to fund those obligations. You have health benefits. You have additional obligations that are incurred and able to allow the city to operate. So really, as the city was sliding down, it was operating from a deficit position and was having to continue to incur financial obligations in order to continue to provide services and do what a city was doing. So it's kind of a death spiral in a way, because the city has to do what the city does. And how do you do that? You have to borrow more money.
It's almost